This is the afternoon gimel, so we got to the bottom of Nun Beis Amud Beis, four lines up from the bottom. The Gemara quotes a brisa, Tanya. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mekudeshes Rabbi Yossi Omer, Einu Mekudeshes. Rabbi Yehuda says, he's saying here that one can perform Kedushin with the different chalakim of the karbanos, and Rabbi Yossi Paskin, Einu Mekudeshes, one is not allowed to. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says, Vishneim Mikra Echadar, should both of them are darshing the same pasuk, they just have a different interpretation of the very same pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ze yelecha mikodesh hakadoshim min ha'esh." This is going to be for you from the kodesh kadoshim, from the esh. So what does this mean? So Rabbi Yehuda savar lecha lechal tzarchecha. It should be ze yelecha for you and all your needs, even afilu lekadosh bo esh, says Rashi. Even in order to, I think that was the door now, was it not? Oh, I thought I heard the knob turn.
Okay. Maybe just unlock it, turn the top. Right.
There you go. So, lecha, lechol tzarchecha, that it's for you, the different karbanos is for you even to use to form kedushin. And if Yossi Savar, no, he compares it to ke'esh, ma, esh, la'achila, afhu, nami, la'achila. No, the part that goes to you is like fire. Just like fire is only for the purpose of eating, so too, Rashi explains, Rashi says, ke'esh, chelko shel Aaron, the part that Aaron and the Kohanim are taking is no different than the part that the Mizbech takes. Ma Mizbech l'achila, the Mizbech, if you will, eats the fire. The fire is the way of eating, really. It eats the through the fire. The Mizbech eats the karbanos. Af Kohen l'achila v'lo davacha. You can only use the karbanos for eating purposes, nothing else. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi paskin that you cannot use the karbanos for kedushin. That's the machlokas according to Rabbi Yochanan. Samar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, going now into Daphne and Gimel and Aleph.
The first time we saw this machlokas, in the Mishnah there wasn't machlokas.
Exactly, there was no machlokas before. Okay. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, Nimnu v'gamru, and they ended up coming together, they took a vote, and they ended up deciding, Hamakadish b'chelko bein kodshe kodshim, bein kodshe kalim lo kiddush. Everyone agreed, Rabbi Yehuda agreed to Rabbi Yossi, that you cannot perform kedushin with the karbanos. That was the vote that came out. Now that ends up being consistent with the Mishnah. The Mishnah is according to the Maskana, which says across the board, in Mekudeshes, this Brisa just tells us that apparently there was a Machlokas beforehand that the Mishnah decided on. That's all according to Rabbi Yochanan's understanding. There was a Machlokas and they decided in favor of Rabbi Yossi, in Mekudeshes. But then comes along Rav Amar Adayin Hi Machlokas. Nope. He still thinks it's a Machlokas, even though the Mishnah doesn't present it that way. He thinks it's still Machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda still thinks one can do Kedushim, while Rabbi Yossi thinks one may not. So Amar Abaye says, Kivase de Rabbi Yochanan Mistaver. He thinks Rabbi Yochanan makes more sense. Rabbi Yochanan, in that he says Rabbi Yehuda was chozer to agree to Rabbi Yossi, and now they both agree, Einu Mekudeshes. Why does he think that Rabbi Yochanan makes more sense? He quotes a Braisa. The Tani, the Braisa tells us, Minayin she'ein cholkin menachos keneged zvachim. How do you know in the Beis HaMikdash? You're not allowed to, you cannot split up, divvy up the menachos versus zvachim. If you look at Rashi, four lines down from the top, Shein cholokin menachos keneged zvachim kifi damim, according to the value. Lomar tolata mincha vani chazav eshok. You'll take the flour worth $10, and I'll take an equivalent value of a piece of the basar, the meat of the animal. You'll take flour, I'll take meat, but it's of equal value. Oh, basar chatas v'ashem, whatever, whether it's a shlamim, whether it's a chatas. How do you know you cannot split up that way? It has to be of the same type of carbon, even though they're both of same value. You cannot do menachos versus zvachim. So Tam Lomar, the pasuk says, "V'chol mincha she'tofa b'tanur, l'chol bnei Aaron teyeh." That when it comes to menachos, you can only divide menachos up amongst other menachos, not menachos up against zvachim. That's the first pasuk. So then the Gemara says, "Yachal lo yichalku menachos keneged zvachim shlo kamu tachtem bedalos." One might think menachos versus zvachim can't work because they don't come; they're not next to each other in terms of the dalos. When it comes to the carbon olav yored, there are four cases of olav yored. If a person, let's say for example, is tameh, walks into the base of Mikdash, and he thou has to bring a carbon olav yored. Depending on his wealth, he brings a higher level of zevach, an animal, or he brings a lower one as a chatas of. If not that, he brings a mincha. There's levels. So since Zvachim is the highest and Mincha is the lowest, they're not next to each other. There's Ophos in the middle. Maybe they're so too far apart from each other, you can't divide between Zvachim and Menachos. Aval, Gemara suggests, maybe Yechalku Menachos connected Ophos. Since Ophos and Mincha are next to each other in that hierarchy, so maybe you can. Sharei Kamu Tachtein Bedalos. They are next to each other in that hierarchy of a carbon olav yored. And maybe you can. So you'll take the $10 worth of the bird, and I'll take the $10 worth of the Mincha. Tamalomar, a different pasuk says, V'chol naseh v'marcheshes l'chol b'nei Aaron tihya. This is all in the same pasuk we said above. That it says, even though it says, V'chol mincha, you have to give only within the mincha you could divide up, the pasuk goes on to specify a specific case of marcheshes, a specific type of mincha, the different types of minchas. So marchesh is a particular type of mincha that was fried in a certain type of pan. So that's an extra pasuk coming to teach me that even mincha versus ofos cannot be divided. Then the Gemara suggests maybe yachav all part of the same brayso yachalo yichalku minchas minachos connected ofos shehalu b'nei damim v'halu b'nei kmachim. Maybe you can't divide a mincha up against a bird because they're completely different types of karbanos. One's flour and one's of blood, even though they're next to each other in the hierarchy, but they're very different in nature. But maybe you can divide birds up against zvachim. I'll take the cow's leg and you'll take the whole bird. Maybe that works because they're next to each other in the hierarchy of all of the Yorid, and they're also of minei damim. They're both about using blood on the mizbeach. So they're similar enough, you can maybe divvy up in zvachim versus ofos. Tamalomer, the pasuk says, al machvas, it specifies another type of carbon. Again, it says, so why does it specify another type of mincha? That's again superfluous to tell me that also ofos versus zvachim cannot be divided up either. Then the Medrash suggests maybe yachal lo yichalku ofos kineged zvachim. Maybe you can't divide up birds against larger animals. Shehalu maasem b'yad v'halu maasem b'kli, because they're different. The mice is different. When it comes to the bird, you use the thumb to shech the bird, as opposed to the zvachim, you use a knife to shech it. So they're very different, even though they're both damim, but still the way you're shechling it is different. Aval yichalku minchos menachos kineged menachos shehalu v'halu maasem b'yad. Maybe you could separate different types of menachos. Some menachos were deep fried and very soft. Others were very hard. Different types of menachos, but they're both using your hand. You both scoop them up with your hand and you do the kamitza. So maybe they're similar enough. You could divide. You'll take the machvas. I'll take the marcheshes type of mincha. Tamalomer. Another pasuk says. The next pasuk says v'chol mincha belula b'shemen v'chol bnei Aaron. So again, another extra pasuk. It's describing a different type of mincha that has oil mixed together, that you have to divide it with the Bnei Aaron. Comes to teach me, you cannot divide different types of minchas up against each other. So then the Gemara says, okay, fine, yachal lo yichalku machvas keneged marcheshes, or marcheshes keneged machvas, shezu maasem rachem, shezu maasem kashim. These types of carbonos you cannot divvy up against each other, because one is a soft type of dough. A deep-fried donut is very soft, and something that doesn't have a lot of dough, it doesn't have a lot of oil. It's just a little bit of oil so it doesn't get stuck, ends up being a hard type of dough. So one's kashim, one's rachim. They're very different type of texture. So that's why you can't divide them up. Maybe yachalku machvas keneged machvas and marcheshes keneged marcheshes. Maybe I could take the machvas, the deep-fried dough from Reuven's carbon, and the machvas from Shimon's carbon and divide them up because of the same nature, even though they're coming from two different people. Shehalu v'halu maasei kashim inami maisem rachim. They're both of the same texture. So maybe that you would be allowed to divvy up. Says the Gemara, Tamalomer v'charava l'chol b'nei Aaron tiyem. So yet another extra pasuk to tell me, even when it comes to a charava type of mincha, that too has to be divided up evenly. Why all these extra pasukim? To tell me, again, you cannot separate like we've been discussing above. Yachal lo yichalku b'kodesh ha-kodashim, aval yichalku b'kodshei kalim. One might think this whole discussion might only be referring to kodshei kodashim. You can't divvy up in the way we tried suggesting above. But maybe in the world of kodshei kalim, you are allowed to divide up. Tamalomer, ish ki'achiv v'samech lei im al hatoda. So ish ha'achiv, that was the rest of that pasuk. That's the whole pasuk of, I'll read all the pasukim together. The way it reads is as follows. V'chol mincha asher te'afe betanur, all the minchas that you bake, v'chol nasa b'marcheshes, that's made in marcheshes, or amachavas, a different type of pen, l'koin ha'makiv otzolo siya. And then the next pasuk says, v'chol mincha belula v'shem, any mincha that's absorbed with oil, or charava, or that maybe is dry, absent of oil, l'chol b'nei Aaron tia ish ki'achiv. And then the two pesukim later it says, imal toda yakrivenu v'hikriv al zevach hatoda. Now a carbon toda is a carbon shlamim, which is a kodshei kalim. So we see the juxtaposition of kodshei kalim has the same exact dinim of what we discussed by menachos, of all the kodshei kachim types of menachos. So the Gemara says, kishem shein chalkin b'kodshei kachim, kach ein chalkin b'kodshei kalim. So that's what we have from the smichos of the pesukim. Now the truth is, it's not really a drush of smuchin, because if you look at Tosus on the top, of the page here, it says Vesamech Le Im Al Tolda, that literally what it means is that we're juxtaposing the Psukim of Kachikalim to the previous discussion of the way you divide it up. It says Tosos Vim Tomar Pamok Minun Lak Rabbi Huda. In a moment, we're about to tell us, we're about to learn that Rabbi Huda is the author of this Braisa here. And Rabbi Huda is the one who holds Lo Darsh Smuchim El B'Mishnah Torah, as we learned in Gemara Yivamos and also Gemara Brachos, that he only learned of Smuchim in Mishnah Torah. These Psukim appear in Sefer Vayikra, so he doesn't learn Smuchim. So there can't be Smuchim, can't be the Drasha. So it says, tells us, V'yeshlomar delav Smuchim mamish darish. It's not really a din of Smuchim that's being used here. Rather, el vav most of al-inyan rishon it is. It's a vav, an extra vav. Everyone agrees that vav achibor comes to add on to the previous discussion. So since it says, v'im al-atoda, that says that the carbon toda, kachikalim, has the same exact halachas as we've been discussing beforehand, but it's not a drasha of Smuchim, to drasha of vav most of al-inyan rishon. Okay, fine. So then the Medrash continues here and finishes off saying, Ish Ish, why is it Ish Ish in the Pasuk here? A side point, Ish Chalek Afilu Bal Mum, Veina Katan Chalek Afilu Tam. In Ish, only a grown man, even if the grown man might be a Bal Mum, is allowed to take a Chalek in eating the carbon, but a Katan, even though he might be a Tam, unblemished, he's not allowed to eat from the carbon. So that's the whole Medrash. So how is Abai using learning? He wants to learn from this whole medrash that you're allowed to, that must be that Rabbi Yehuda was chozer and agreed to Rabbi Yossi that ain't him a kadeshus. How do you learn that from this long medrash? So the Gemara tells us, Stam Sifra Mani, who authored a Stam Sifra? This is a Sifra. Sifra is also known as the medrash of Taras Kohanim. So this is a medrash on Sefer Vayikra. Who authored the Sifra? Mani Rabbi Yehuda. Who kamar de less ba din chalukah? He holds there's no din of chalukah klal. There's no din of chalukah klal, and therefore what? Shema Aminah, we learn from here. He paskins einu mekadeshes. How does one teach the other? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says the last few narrow lines: Sifra Taras Kohanim, v'hab b'Taras Kohanim Isa, ama less ba din shar chalukos b'iloy damim. He does not allow you. There's no din of chalukah. You cannot split up different karbanos. V'shmaina mina, we learn from here: de la mamonahu. It's not your mamon to split up. Ella mishulchan gavahu dezachu, that whenever chelik I get, I'm being zocha from Hakadosh Baruch Hu's table, if you will, and it's not really considered din mamon. So he doesn't hold of a din of chalukah, and therefore, what do we learn from here? So it must be. Therefore, he concludes that even though he said earlier mikudeshes, he was chosen to pasuk like Rabbi Yossi ainu mikudeshes. That's not your mamon to be used anymore. Just like by chalukah, it's not your mamon to divide. So too by kedushin, it's not your mamon to give for the kedushin. And that is a bayis raya like Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yehuda in fact was chosen to Rabbi Yossi. Okay, Gemara says and Amar Rava. Rava says ukirav milotanya. Rav above said that it was actually still machlokas. He did not think that Rabbi Yehuda was chozer. He felt that Rabbi Yehuda stood his ground and held it was still mekudeshes. You could still do kedushin with the chelik of karbanos. Then Rava brings a raya. Ukarab milotanya. Is there not a support from a brisa that Rav holds that there still is a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda? Vatani, the brisa tells us. Hatsanu in the Gemara, it's a Gemara in Yuma as well. Hatsanuim moshchenes yadeim vagargarnim acholkin. The humble people, literally, the private people, the tzaddikim, we call them, they would hold back from having any lechem upon him, as opposed to the garganim, the overindulgers would be chulkin, would divide lechem upon him. So this referring to Rashi tells us, refers to the Gemara in Yuma, we'll read it inside the first wide line down, Hatsnuim moshe nidein mimenu. Gabi lechem upon him, referring to the splitting up of the bread. Tani, the Braisa tells us that Arbaim Shana, Shishime Shimon HaTzadik, the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik, the Kohen, the Gadol, served, Nishalcha Bracha B'lechem upon him. There was Bracha and all Lechem upon him. V'cha Kohen HaMagia Kezayis, if you receive simply a Kezayis, which was not a large piece of bread, that was Yesha Ochel V'Saveya. Yesha Ochel Mosir. A person would be satisfied, a person would have leftovers, he'd be so full from one Kezayis, that was the Bracha that was given, that was in the Lechem upon him. But however, Mikan Ve'elach, after Shimon HaTzadik was Nifter, Nishalcha Meira B'lechem upon him. There's a curse that fell upon the Lechem upon him. V'chal Korin HaMagia Kapul. So I forget the rest of the pasuk. I think it just says it ended up, it would not fill a person up the way it was during the times of Shimon HaTzadik. So at that moment, once they realized that the bread was not really giving them the nourishment that they needed, Rashi continues to explain that Tsunuim Moshe Nidein Mimenu Dilo Mahani Lemid. The Tsunuim pulled away, decided not to have any lechem upon him because it wouldn't give them hana. However, the Garganim would chalken, the Garganim, the overindulgers, would still continue to divide up lechem upon him. So we see Kasaka Daitach says Rashi. The high chalken lav litol chelka magil kamar. It's not saying that they take their chalek. What it means is, came into the nishtal chabal mira kaful maichazi el chalken derech iloy. They would actually divide up different parts. You take the part of lechem panim, I'll take the part of the mincha. The division was still going on, so we see that there was a mach that still did exist. They still had an opinion in the brisa that they did divide up the different parts, and Rabbi Huda was not chozer. So the Gemara says no, my chalken chotfin. What it means is they didn't divide up, you take the lechem upon him, and I'll take the zvachim, and I'll take the mincha. Chokum means that they grabbed away the lechem upon him. Kedekatani Seifa, like the Seifa says, there's a maisa be'echad, one individual, shechatav chelko v'chelik chaver, he grabbed his own part, and grabbed someone else's chelik as well. Vayukorin also ben chamtsin, they called him ben chamtsin, also ben chamtsin, a stealer, a robber, ad yomoso, until the day of his death. So we see that the Lashon Chalken doesn't mean to divide up like we were discussing before. It means that he grabbed away from him, he grabbed the food, he grabbed the lechem upon him. And Amar Rabba by Rav Shila, Maikra, what's the pasuk that Chamsin means to grab? So they quote a pasuk, the pasuk that appears in Tehillim, it says, Elokai paltein miyad Rasha, my God had spit out from the hands of the Rasha, mikaf, from his hand, ma'avel the chometz, the I'm not sure how they define ma'avel, one who you have a good translation there?
Schemer.
Okay.
Schemer.
Schemer. And the Ben Chamtsin, the person who grabs away. And then the other Pasuk, Rabba says, Amar Mehacha, from here, the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Limdu Hetev, learn well. Dirshu Mishpat, you should inquire the judgment. Ashu Chometz, to strengthen the Chamotz, to strengthen from stealing, against the stealing. So either way, these are two Pesukim that Chamtsin refers to stealing. The Pesukim talk about in general, a person shouldn't grab any mitzvahs away. You can't grab a mitzvah. The Gemara in Rosh and Chulin talks about stealing a mitzvah from somebody else is that you're required to pay ashar zehuvim. There's 10 gold coins for stealing a mitzvah. But in general, when it comes to grabbing things away, one shouldn't do this. So they discuss, what about at a tish? Ever been to a tish in Shirayim? So they grab, the chassidim grab. So some of the rabbis said you shouldn't grab. But the Gemara here says you shouldn't grab lechem upon him. You shouldn't grab the shirayim. You should wait till it's placed in your hand, but don't grab away. Others say that no, you're allowed to grab because the only reason why you can't grab by lechem upon him, because it says by karbanos lemashcha, you're supposed to eat like a king. You don't grab, you take. But it comes to the tish, there's no din of lemashcha, there's no Indian of eating like a king, so you're allowed to grab there. Others say, I don't know what this means exactly, but somehow the eating of shirayim was meant to be a tikkun for the dor hamabul, who grabbed everything away from each other and would steal. So the tikkun is to grab for mitzvah, that was the tikkun somehow of the Duramavel, so there is Dafkin Inin to do grabbing at Shirayim. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara, Gemara quotes from the Mishnah. Maisha Sheni, Bein Bishogig, Bein Bimezid, Lokide Shdivei Rebbe Meir. Maisha Sheni, again, is the money that's supposed to be taken to Yushlaim to be used there. So according to Rebbe Meir in the Mishnah, he held that whether it was used intentionally or accidentally, the Kedushin is not Chal, because he holds it's Mamon Gavohu, it's not your money to be used for Kedushin. Rabbi Huda argued and said it's Mamun Hedyo. And he said, Omer Shogeg Lo Shkidesh, if you use it accidentally, it doesn't work because he didn't intend on using it. For that reason, he wanted to use Maos Chul and not Maos Maisa Sheni. But if Mezid, if he used the money intentionally, then Kidesh would be good Kedushin because in the end of the day, Maisa Sheni is considered Mamun Hedyo. So Menahani Mili, how do I know? So Omer Rav Acha, Barbrei Durava Mishwe de Gemara, he quotes from a certain Masorah that he had. The pasuk says, "V'chol ma'aseh haaretz mizer haaretz mipri eitz Lashem hu kodesh Lashem hu v'lo l'kadesh bo isha." The pasuk "V'chol ma'aseh" is referring to ma'aseh sheni, and it describes the ma'aseh sheni as Lashem. It's for Hashem, but it's not for any other purpose. So there's a gzeres hakasuv according to Rabbi Meir that you cannot use ma'aseh sheni for anything other than for Hashem, which would mean to take it to Yerushalayim and to eat like you're supposed to, like the pasuk says. So then the Gemara says, Harei Chumas Meiser Dechsev, regarding Chumas Meiser, which again is, Chumas Meiser is when the Levi receives his Meiser, he now, of that Meiser, he has to take a separate Meiser, so let's say he receives 10 apples, he has to take one apple and give that to the Kohen, that's called Chumas Meiser. Now that's in addition to the Chuma receiving the 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th from the farmer, he also gets a Chumas Meiser from a Levi. So it says by Chumas Meiser, Dechsev, Kein Tarimu, Kamatem, Chumas Hashem. It refers to Chumas HaMaiser as Hashem as well. Yet, the Mishnah tells us, V'tinan,
Hamakadish b'truma mekudeshes. If you use trumas meiser, the kedushin's good. So how could the kedushin be good? Doesn't it say truma Hashem only for Hashem? Then you can't use it for anything else. Where it says it's deloksiv be la Hashem. Yes, trumas is Hashem, but not la Hashem. When it says la Hashem for Hashem, it's la Hashem and for nothing else. It only says la Hashem by meiser sheni, but it does not say la Hashem by truma. So therefore, truma may be used for kedushin. Where asks the Harei Chala Dichsebe Tinu LaHashem, you give it to Hashem, and yet the Mishnah tells us Vatinan Hamakadish B'Trumos Mekudeshes, and Trumos refers to all the types of Trumos. Chala is a type of Truma, so we see that you're allowed to use Chala to get married, even though Chala it says in the pasuk it's LaHashem. So we see LaHashem is not a good drasha to say not kedushin. Gemara says Delok Sibe Kodesh. It doesn't refer to Chala as Kodesh. You need the combination of Kodesh and Lashem to tell me that it's only used for Hashem and not for Kedushim. One without the other is not enough to exclude it from Kedushim. Ah, but Reish Shavias Dichsebe Yovel he Kodesh Telachem, it's Kodesh. V'tanan, yet it says HaMekadesh B'Peir Shavias Mekudeshes. No, Delok Sibe Lashem. Shavias is only called Kodesh, it's not also called Lashem. As we said, you need both Kodesh and Lashem together in order to exclude it from Kedushim. Abba Hare Truma Dichsev Kodesh Yisrael Lashem Reishis Tvaso. Truma says Kodesh and it also says Lashem, yet the Mishnah tells us V'tanan HaMekadesh B'Truma Mekudeshes. You are allowed to use Truma for Kedushim. So we see Kodesh Lashem is not an exclusion of Kedushim. Mara says no, Hahu B'Yisrael Ksiv. When it refers to Kodesh Lashem, that's in reference to Klal Yisrael. We are Kodesh Lashem, not referring to Truma. Even though it goes on to say Reishis Tvaso, the words Kodesh Lashem is describing Klal Yisrael, it's not describing Truma. But then the Gemara asks on the top of Nun Gimel Mervez, V'la Min Meila Shemas Mina? But isn't it now once we describe Klal Yisrael, Kodesh Lashem, and then we're comparing Klal Yisrael to Reishis Tvaso, we're comparing Klal Yisrael to Truma, so that in essence is saying that Truma is also Kodesh Lashem, and you shouldn't be able to use Truma for Kedushin, just like you can't use Ma'aseh Sheni for Kedushin, Lefi Rabbi Meir. So Gemara finally concludes, no. Targuma Rabin Saba Kamed Rav, Rabin came along to explain, you know what Pshat is, you know why Ma'aseh Sheni can't be used for Kedushin, according to Rabbi Meir? It's not because Kodesh Lashem, rather it's because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Who be of Yasa Yehei? Who you have to use Ma'aseh Sheni for its purpose and for nothing other than its purpose, only to be used for eating in Yushlaim and nothing else such as Kedushin. And that's the source of Rabbi Meir. Interestingly, the Gemara does not explain why Rabbi Huda argues on that, but that's Shita's Rabbi Meir. Now the Gemara moves over to the halachas of Hektish. We learned in the Mishnah, when it comes to Hektish, b'mezid, if you intentionally use Hektish, then Kiddush, then it's a good Kedushin. If you use the money of Hektish B'Shogeg, then lo Kiddush, then the Kedushin won't be Chal. That's according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer the opposite. B'Shogeg Kiddush, no, if you use it accidentally, that's when it would be a good Kedushin, but if you use it B'Mezid, lo Kiddush, then it would not be a good Kedushin. So the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Shmas Mina, Rabbi Yochanan, Tartish, I heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan two things. Shigas Meiser, Rabbi Yehuda, and Shigas Hektish, the Rabbi Meir. And Shneim Einisha Miskadeshes. Both of them don't work. So again, according to Yehuda, if you use Ma'aseh Sheni accidentally, it's not a good Kedushin. And Rabbi Meir, if you use Hektish accidentally, it's not a good Kedushin. And Chada, but Rabbi Yochanan explained, one of them, Lefish Einisha Rotze, one of them doesn't work because the woman doesn't want it to work. And Chada, the other one, Lefish Ein Shneim Rotze, the other one doesn't work because both parties, both he and her, don't want it to work. But Rabbi Yaakov says, I don't remember which one is which. Which svar applies to which? Is applied to the case of Hektish, or does it apply to the case of Ma'aseh Sheni? We do, by the way, have this structure elsewhere. I don't remember elsewhere where the Gemara comes up. We have such a, I think Gemara is in Sukkah, actually. I don't remember if it's the same parties involved. It's talking about Gzeres Tikra. Remember that Sukkah about the Gzeres beams of Gzeres Tikra and leaving on the Chavrilim on top of the roof of the Sukkah. We have the same idea there. I don't remember if it's Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yaakov again, but this structure does appear a few places. But I remember I heard two different svaros. I don't remember which matches to which. So it comes along, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. Nechziana, let's analyze. Let's look into this. So let's talk some logic. So he says, Ihi, a meiser. When it comes to meiser sheni, again, the halacha is that you have to bring the money. Whoever receives the money has to be brought. You have to bring it to Yushalayim. So Ihi, Lo nichala, she doesn't want to be married with Ma'aseh Sheni, because now that means Mishum Tircha Dorcha. She has to now schlep to Shlaim to go eat it. Who knows where she is at the time of Kedushim? She'd rather have Chulin
be married with chulin money. This way she could use it whenever she wants, as opposed to schlepping all the way to Yerushalayim. But he's okay giving his maaser sheni money to her because the nikna issa mimela. So he ends up acquiring a wife and gets the kedushim. So clearly we see that maaser sheni doesn't work only because she's not happy, but he is happy. Ela hekdesh, when it comes to hekdesh, tervayelo nichale. Both parties are unhappy about using hekdesh, and that's why hekdesh doesn't work b'shogeg, according to Rabbi Meir. Why not? So he explains, the hekdesh tervayelo nichale, dinaschil hekdesh al yadayo. They don't want to be the ones responsible, the cause of the hekdesh being chal. What means that hekdesh becomes a chulin, that's an iser. That's an iser of me'ila, by you using hekdesh money for some mundane purpose, that's an Isra Mila, neither party wants to be involved. So therefore, we can match the Svaros. The one, the Svara of Rabbi Yochanan, that says both parties didn't want, that's referring to Hektish. The one that says only she didn't want, that's referring to Ma'isa Sheni, because she did not want to schlep to Ma'isa Sheni. That's all according to Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, that's the answer. So Rabbi Yaakov says, Amar Ipcha Mesavra, I disagree with you. I think the opposite, it also makes a lot of sense. That's why I'm not sure. What's the opposite? Mi lo ikil neymar, is it impossible to say the Meiser ihilo nichale mishum tircha deorche. She's not happy about Meiser Sheni, about receiving Meiser Sheni, because she has to schlep all the way to Yerushalayim. And ihilo nichale, he also is not pleased with giving her the Meiser Sheni mishum unta deorche, because now he doesn't want his wife schlepping all the way to Yerushalayim. Who knows what's going to happen to her along the way? He'd rather not travel. So neither party's happy with the Meiser Sheni, using Meiser Sheni for kedushin. And when it comes to Hekdesh, Bishlai, Lo Nichale, Dinaschil Hekdesh, Hayada, she's not happy about getting married with Hekdesh. She doesn't want to be the cause of Hekdesh being desecrated. He doesn't care that his wife now violated an Isser. He's just very happy that he gets to marry her, that he gets to own her, regardless of the fact that she's violating the Isser. And therefore, he's pleased with that way.
And at what cost also, that he says over here, because with Hekdesh, or with Meiser Sheni before. Because these are things that he had to get rid of anyways.
So it's a freebie.
It's like a mamela. It's a low-cost transaction.
Okay, so he's pleased.
Not two birds with one stone.
Okay, beautiful. So either way, so it's unclear again, in the end of the day, which one applies to which case, which svar applies to which scenario. Marna asks, by Mnei Rava, Mirav Chister. Rava asks Rav Chister the following question. Isha in Miskadeshis. According to the opinion that in Isha, the Kedushin doesn't work. So when it comes to the Hekdesh, according to Rabbi Meir, the Hekdesh does not work. Or even Rabbi Huda, in the case of Meza, whichever case it is, that the Hekdesh doesn't work. Rather, the Hekdesh cannot be used for Kedushin. What's the halacha with the maus? So a person attempts to use the Hekdesh money to marry a woman. We pass and it doesn't work. So mahu shiyatu l'chulin, does that money now, since it was at least the attempt was made to be used for Kedushin, maybe that money will be meila, go to chulin, and can now be used for anything you want. So the Gemara says, Amar lei, isha in miskadeshes, maus heyach yatu l'chulin. No. If the Kedushin doesn't take effect, so there's no transfer of anything, another transaction is being made, and therefore the Hekdesh still remains intact, it didn't go to chulin. Only if something was created, something was changed, can then the Hekdesh turn to chulin. But since nothing was affected here, therefore the malus remain the status of Hekdesh. What about mecher? What about a sale? My, what's the halacha? So says the Gemara, Amar lei, af mecher lo kana. So to buy mecher, the lach is it doesn't work. So what's the shiloh? If you look at Rashi around, I don't know, 15 lines up from the bottom, b'mecher mai. Lakach hachevetz b'maos hektish. A guy buys a object, he gives some money of hektish to the store owner, b'shogeg accidentally, he reached into the wrong pocket. The Rabbi Meir, kana o lo kana. In this case, even though Rabbi Meir paskins b'shogeg, it doesn't work when it comes to kiddushim, will he say it doesn't work as well by Mecher, or maybe by the case of Mecher, maybe it will work? And the Gemara Paskin, it won't work either by that case either. Shogeg, using Hekdesh money, Beshogeg never works, whether it's for Kedushin or Mechir, it doesn't work. So if that's the case, the Gemara asks the following question. Eisive. Chenvani kebal habayis, divi Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda omer chenvani kishulchani. A store owner is like a bal habayis, according to Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda says a store owner is like a shulchani, like a money changer. So what's going on here? So we have time. Let's read the Rashi inside. If you look at Rashi, this is Chenvani Kebal HaBayis. It's around 10 lines up from the bottom.
Mishnah Hiba Me'ila. This is a Mishnah that's found in Maseches Me'ila. Gizbar Hamafkin Malos Etel Shechani. The Gizbar, the treasurer of the Hekdesh funds, gives over a pouch of coins to the Shechani. Imtru, and if they are tied, Lo Yishamish Behem. The Shechani, even though he's a money changer, has no right to use this pouch since it's sealed. The Fikach. Im hoti lo ma'al hagizbar el shulchani. Therefore, if the shulchani does take money from this pouch, the shulchani violates the mila, not the gizbar. Im mosrin, if they were untied, yishamish behem, the shulchani has the full right to use the money, even though they came from hektish. Lefikach im hoti ma'al hagizbar. Therefore, if and when the shulchani uses that hektish money, the gizbar ma'al hagizbar did b'rishu soyavid. He basically gave him permission. When you're giving a money changer money, a pouch open, you're in essence saying you have the right to use it. He can assume that it's not hektish. The miyada yada shulchani tzarech lamalas tadir. You know that the shulchani always needs money. The money changer always needs the cash there. So if you give an open pouch, an open envelope, he's going to use it. So that's the fault of the gizbar. That's all when it comes to the shulchani. Aval ba'al bayis ben kach, if the gizbar gives a ba'al bayis, whether it's sealed or not sealed, lo yishamish behem, the ba'al bayis is not able to ever use money that's given over to him from the gizbar to watch. He certainly didn't give the ba'al bayis money for him to use it. The stam ba'al bayis ainu mishamish tamid b'mos, a regular person's not oftentimes using money. The fikach im hotzi mal ba'al bayis. Therefore, if the ba'al bayis uses it, whether the money is sealed or not, the ba'al bayis is always responsible, nevlo gizbar shifkido. So that's when it comes to a ba'al bayis. He's always responsible. And shulchani is only responsible if it's tied, but if it's open, then the shulchani is not responsible. The question becomes, what about a store owner? He's somewhere in the middle. He's not always using money. He's using money more than a ba'al bayis, but he's not using money as often as a shulchani. So how do you categorize a chenvani? So again, the Gemara says, a chenvani is like a ba'al bayis divi Rabbi Meir. And therefore, if a chenvani were to use money given over to him from the gizbar, even if the pouch was open, the chenvani would violate me'ila, not the gizbar. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chenvani kishachani, he thinks, no, a chenvani uses money often, and if the pouch was given to him open, he has the full rights to use it, and he would not be responsible, it would be the gizbar who's responsible. So the Gemara says, ad kan lo kamifligi ela demar saver chenvani kishachani umar saver chenvani kibal bayis. The only debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is how to categorize a chenvani. Aval the Chuli Alma, everybody's in agreement. Even Rabbi Meir agrees, im hotzi mal. But if the money is being used, so then even Rabbi Meir agrees that there's going to be a violation of Me'ila. But we said above, this is all b'shogeg. We said above, according to Rabbi Meir, when hektish is used b'shogeg, whether it's for kedushin or whether it's for mechira, it's not chal, and there is no Me'ila. Me'ila only exists when there's a transaction. There's no transaction, therefore there's no Me'ila. But this Mishnah in Me'ila says that Rabbi Meir agrees that there is going to be Me'ila. The only question is who's getting the Me'ila. But there's definitely Me'ila here when Hektish is being used b'shogeg. That's the kashin Rabbi Meir. So answers the Gemara, Rabbi Meir l'dvar Rabbi Yehuda kamar. Rabbi Meir is not answering in his own world. He's answering in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. L'didi, according to me, says Rabbi Meir, im hotzi nami lamal. If the money is used b'shogeg, there's no Me'ila. Mila only exists when it's done b'mezid, when a person intentionally uses hektish. Whenever hektish is used b'shogeg, there is no issur mila. But ela lididach, according to you in your world, that you think b'shogeg, there is a violation of mila. So then according to you, o deli miha, you should at least admit to me, in terms of categorizing, the chenvani kebaal bayis, that chenvani is like a baal bayis, says Rabbi Yehuda, no, amalo lo kishachani, I disagree. So the debate is simply about a categorization, but not about the issur of mila at all. Okay, so we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.